The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Happy Tuesday. Jess, you want to clear your throat a little bit?
Please.
That was kind of like, that was a little froggy.
Okay, we're back.
Thank you for hanging out with us and waking up with us. Let's get to the first talk back of the day.
Sure.
Shall we?
Yep.
I didn't like the format, but you know.
Let me start from the beginning. How about that? There we go.
Yo, happy Monday, JV Show. And shout out to all my Pisces. Jess and the rest of the Pisces out there, you know, it's Pisces season. Mm. But anyways, Graham, how'd you like the All-Star game? I didn't like the format, but, you know, put a smile on my face when, you know, the whole bay got together. Felt good. But anyways, happy Monday. Go Mets.
Woo. Go Mets.
Oh, yeah.
Monday.
Go Mets.
Yes, it is the start of Pisces season, you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, get ready for all the crying. That's what's happening. You know, you Pisces are very emotional.
I'm so emotional.
I'm here for it. I'm ready.
Every one of them. To answer his question about the new NBA All-Star format, I didn't really watch. I didn't watch either. I don't know. We had some people over on Sunday night, and I watched, like, you know, I was on the background. I watched a little bit here and there, but I didn't watch that. I wasn't glued to it. It seemed overall like a very feel-good moment for the entire Bay Area, and it was a big success.
Heard a lot about the performances.
In my mind,
those were amazing.
Everything else seemed good. Yeah. It seemed like a really super fun weekend.
Just not the game.
I didn't really watch that much of the game.
Yeah, and then leading up to All-Star Weekend, the game format, it was really confusing. You tried to explain it to us, Graham. Still don't understand it.
Right.
So it's not something that I really felt inclined to watch, I guess. But how was Valentine's Day, you guys?
Ooh. Yeah, let's talk about that. What'd you guys get? Because we talked a lot leading up to Valentine's Day about what are the appropriate gifts, what are the worst gifts, and so lay it on me. I want to hear what your guys got for you.
I got flowers,
okay.
And then the wine and dining dinner date that I told you guys about.
Got it.
We did the dinner, flowers, and then we both ended up getting each other shoes. So I got him some dress shoes, and then he got me some Uggs. So I was like, yes!
Oh, slay Ugg queen, slay! Okay, so it was a successful Valentine's Day.
Very successful.
All right, I got my wife some flowers, and I forgot the card. You know, classic guy. And she did get me a card. So then I felt bad that I hadn't gotten her a card. But at that point, it was too late.
But did she care? Did it really bother her that there was no card?
I don't think so. I mean, she would never say that to me. But it bothered me because normally I do get her a card. And Friday was a little hectic and I was running around and I just flat out forgot.
Aww.
Let's be honest. It didn't happen. And she got me. Are you ready for this, you guys?
Yes.
She got me a trash can and a knife.
For Valentine's Day?
Yep.
Like as your gift?
Like what kind of...
Those are the gifts, yeah. Like I came home and it was like on the counter, you know, with like a little red bow and the card. And then I got a trash can and a knife.
You guys are perfect for each other.
Now look, to her credit...
Did you want that?
And maybe a piece of, you know, my incredible gift giving has rubbed off on her where she sat and listened like, these are things that Graham has said that he needs or wants. And she delivered. I've been asking for... I said, we have like... a little kind of bar area in the new house. And I was like, you know what I need? I need like a trash can under this little sink that's right here so I can, you know, make it drinks and whatever. I'm cutting some stuff up, whatever I can throw stuff away. And so she got me a little trash can for there. And then I also had said, hey, you know, when I'm at the bar here, I need a knife, you know, for cutting up limes and whatever I'm making drinks
with. That's actually smart. She got you a trash can and knife so you can make her drinks for Valentine's Day.
Right.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Also, trash cans are expensive. So she must have.
How do you know that?
Because when I moved into my place, I was like, let me get a cute trash can. Never mind. Let me get a Dollar Tree one.
Yeah, this was not an expensive trip. Very small little wastebasket type thing that fits in the under this cabinet. So a little trash can and a small knife. That was my Valentine's Day gifts.
Valentine's night rolls around. You had another couple over. Did you guys entangle with each other?
Dude, we thruppled it up so hard. Ooh. They brought their kids over.
The kids were involved too?
They got involved. It was a very mellow Valentine's. Some of our close friends came over. We cooked dinner, had a few drinky drinks. Relatively early night. They have young kids. You know, it was kind of like
a little family.
It was nice. It was a very
Oh, I love that for you, Graham. Nice little gathering. Guess what I tried?
Oh my God. No, nothing crazy.
Okay, easy.
New position?
Wait, no, nothing crazy. Valentine's night.
Hey, sometimes you gotta, you know.
No, none of that I would want to share. But I tried caviar for the first time.
And ew, why?
Wait, have you guys tried it?
No, yes. I haven't.
You've never had it before, no. Selena?
Don't want to.
Well, I've had a few times.
And you, do you like it, Graham?
I like the vessel that it is usually served on better than I do the actual. Oh. It seems very unnecessary. But all the things I've ever had it on, the little piece of toast or whatever, yeah, with the thing and all that stuff, that part's delicious. Why am I adding something on here that I don't need?
True. I do like how fancy you feel when you're eating it, because I was like, wait, who am I right now?
What did you eat it with?
That's the thing. Or just so like a spoonful. It just came in a little spoon. So I would have preferred to try it on, like what Graham was saying, on like a little piece of bread or something. Oh, so I do want to try
like
it again.
Almost like a sour cream and chive type, you know, spread. And then you put a little of that on there. Oh, that part's delicious.
Ate it by itself.
Yeah, by itself. Mm. Which I think was a good first experience, for me. My boyfriend hated it. I don't know why I was expecting some sort of different taste. I mean, I know it's like fish eggs, so it was obviously going to be extremely fishy.
Little salty balls.
Yeah. And the thing is,
salty fish balls.
You know what?
That's what it is.
Call me a psychopath, but I actually even liked like the little crunch.
Oh, I hate that.
They're like popping in your mouth.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
No thanks.
I like the texture, so I was like.
So you put that in your mouth, but not your man's.
Hey, this is a family show.
You don't even know what I was going to say.
Yeah, you're right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9. Morning, JV Show. Yeah, I would say be grateful, you know, for your gift, Brent, because I didn't get nothing. You know, I didn't even know guys were supposed to get stuff for Valentine's Day. I really thought it was just only for the ladies. But I ain't tripping, you know. I spoiled her, you know. She does all this for me, so I spoiled her, you know, on this day. But yeah. Happy Tuesday.
I can hear the pain in your voice.
Yeah.
I can hear the sadness.
He didn't get anything for Valentine's Day. No. And he spoiled her. Hopefully he got something.
That's what I'm saying. And according to you and other men and even the sex spurt we had in last week, that's all that men want.
Yeah. No, that's definitely right, all we wanted. I was just saying, and I am grateful for the gift.
Wow, so that's all you want?
I am grateful for the gift that my wife got me. She got me a trash can and a knife, but like, I like gifts that I'm actually going to use, you know? It's just like, it was very odd for a Valentine's Day gift,
yeah,
a trash can and a knife. And you guys rip me all the time for my gifts, so like, you know, whatever. I'm just throwing it out there.
All right, it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Another plane incident. Did you guys hear about this one?
This one was nuts.
The Delta flight yesterday, flying from Minneapolis to Toronto, it erupted into flames as it landed, and it skidded, and then there was smoke everywhere. You probably saw the pictures of the plane upside down once it settled.
People said they were hanging like bats in there. At least they were buckled in.
There were 76 passengers. Miraculously, none of them killed. 18 people did suffer injuries and had to be sent to the hospital, though.
Scary. The Bay Area hosting the NBA All-Star Weekend seemed by all accounts to be a pretty big success, but it remains to be seen if the league will embrace this new format moving forward. There were four teams instead of two, and the team drafted by Shaq that had Steph Curry on it ultimately won it all with a final score of 41-25. Riveting stuff. Curry scored 12 points on four threes and was named the MVP. That was a cool moment, particularly for us, but I guess we'll wait and see what the All-Star game looks like next year.
All righty. A cold day today, but we'll have mostly clear skies with temperatures reaching the high 50s. And you guys, no rain in the forecast for the next, like, 7 days.
What are you talking about? It's supposed to rain tomorrow.
Really? Not in my forecast?
There's a good, pretty solid chance of... There was a solid chance of some rain tomorrow.
Are you serious?
I don't know. We'll see if it materializes.
Well, at least no rain today.
Got it. Hey, Sagittarius besties. Your day today is going to be a six. Ugh. Home is your sanctuary, but it is in desperate need of some attention. It's time to finally finish some home projects you started months ago. Beautify your spaces and prioritize family harmony.
Love that.
Family harmony.
Yeah, family harmony. But finish your projects that you started.
Yes. All right. There's your forecast. Not the weather one. We're still working on that one.
Yeah.
For today. Graham, did you watch SNL 50?
You know, I ended up watching a decent amount of that. And
wow.
I didn't really know all the hype leading up to it. But then I think my wife and I had a friend in town. Like, we should put on the SNL thing. Like, what? Oh, yeah, it's the 50th anniversary.
Yeah,
whatever.
Why not? Throw it on.
We watched some of it. I thought there was some good stuff. I thought a lot of it. Did you guys watch any of it?
None.
Just some clips.
I've been hearing a lot about it.
The clips you see on social media and stuff of some of the funnier parts, though, those parts were good. I felt a lot of it was sort of, well, they would call the business like inside baseball, where a lot of the jokes and things are happening and experiences were shared. Mostly the people that have hosted SNL and or been cast members, they identified with it more than your viewer, if that makes sense.
Yep.
Like, yeah, they understood like some jokes. Of the inside jokes and stuff like that. And just, but some of it, there were some very funny moments. One of the things I did want to ask you about, Selena, because, and we even posted on our Instagram last week some pictures of Pete. That was last week, right? Pete Davidson no tattoos.
Yes.
In a new ad campaign for something. And he was like basically tattooless.
Yeah.
And he was shirtless. And he was like, he had erased a lot of tattoos. That guy had a lot of tattoos. Well, in one sketch for this SNL 50, he takes his shirt off. And he's shirtless. And dude's covered in tattoos. So I'm just confused about which one is the real, what's the real Pete Davidson?
Was it less than before? So after
whole stomach covered, whole stomach and chest covered, and we just saw pictures that we posted where there was not one tattoo on his whole chest.
Yeah, after
stomach.
We talked about that campaign, I forgot the brand name that he's been working with, but yeah, he posted like some underwear pictures, and he looks good with no tattoos. But yeah, I guess after that came out, I saw he did an interview where he revealed that he's only 50% done with the tattoo removal.
And clearly hasn't
so
gotten
to his, has a he long ways to go.
To much of his stomach or because there was tattoos everywhere.
Wow.
There.
Well, yes, if you go back and look at these campaign pictures, I mean, clearly now we know that it was like airbrushed and editing and everything done in makeup. Post. But they did a good job. It looked real.
We were shocked.
Like, it was like, really
man,
off.
Man, that dude removed like 200 tattoos and they're completely gone. No
and what's
trace.
What's crazy is he's already talked about how long it's taken him this far. He's already been at it for like 5 years, something like that. Like, an insane amount of years, and you're still only halfway done? Don't you just quit at that point? Like, you're just stuck with them.
Not if you saw the tattoos that were still on his stomach. You keep going. You keep going, bro. You keep going.
Did you happen to see any of Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds on SNL 50?
I mean, I saw the scene where, are there any questions in the audience? And Ryan Reynolds stands up and like, Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
And it's Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are on stage. And Ryan, how are you doing, Ryan? He's like, fine. What have you heard?
Yeah.
And because it was funny because they showed the audience a lot in between, you know, coming in and out of commercials and stuff, because the audience there was just packed, all A-list, you know, every big name celebrity ever was in there. You see Kim Kardashian and you see, you know, Jerry Seinfeld and all, just everybody just crammed into that one small studio, you know, and it's like, here's everybody, the who's who of everybody. And then you see Blake Lively, you know, a couple times you see Blake Lively. What's Blake Lively doing there?
Yeah,
she
like
won't show her face at the Super Bowl, but she'll show her face at this?
Right.
Yeah. Like, well, she might get roasted? So that was interesting. But that part was funny.
Yeah, there are more things that I want to talk about from SNL 50. We're going to do that 7:55 because there is quite a bit to unpack.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Well, we're just talking about SNL 50. Pete Davidson was there. Grammy said he took his shirt off. Your loins were ablaze. But you also noticed the tattoos.
Plenty of tattoos. And I thought, hey, didn't we learn that he removed all of them? And we had even posted some pictures last week where he was tattooless on his chest.
Oh, rock button. Here we go.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Tuesday. The sketch Pete Davidson was in is a pre-recorded sketch. They do a lot of those. And I saw that too. And I was like, oh my God, he has tattoos. I wonder if it was pre-recorded before his final tattoo removal, but, you know, I still think that he was airbrushed for that campaign. There's no way that man spent so much money on those tattoos and that he was not going to keep them. Okay, have a great day. Bye.
Well, he says he's not going to keep them. And he's removing them.
When you saw what he's got on his chest, there's plenty of reasons to remove them. It's a real hodgepodge.
I guess he still has a long ways.
It was a pre-recorded sketch, but there's no way they had him in. Let's just say he had all those removed. I don't think SNL is like, you know, we have our 50th thing coming up 8 months from now. Do you want to come in now and record your sketch? Because it takes a long time to remove the tattoos. But I thought the same thing at first. I was like, wow, maybe they record this at a different time. But clearly it was
not
probably
that ahead of schedule.
It was probably recorded that week because the woman in the sketch was somebody that had been on SNL like, you know, 30 years ago or whatever. And I doubt she came in, you know, way in advance to put this little sketch to life.
Yeah.
I do wonder how much he did spend, like, all together, a total of everything that he's gotten. Because I'm sure he's going to a really, you know, to a celebrity tattoo artist who is charging him a lot.
Well, if you saw some of the ones that I saw.
Maybe not.
So low there with the tippy top. But yeah, that's a lot of money in body art. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, maybe he got
all right,
deals.
So Tuesdays, we turn it over to Jess to talk TV. Please tell me you're talking about Love is Blind.
Yes!
Okay, don't ruin it for me. I have not started it yet,
You haven't started, Celine? I've started it already.
Yes,
I watched the first episode already.
I'm so glad.
All right, well, spoiler alert, if you like Celine, you haven't started Love is Blind, the new season.
So, of course, Nick and Vanessa Lachey are back because they're never leaving.
God, they're so bad.
They are. At least in the beginning episodes, you don't really see them much, you know?
Pretty minimal. Thankfully.
Yes. I feel like it's not till the reunion that they really, like, talk a lot. But apparently this season, they have the largest cast. So they have a total of 32, just by a few more, because compared to last season, they had 29. So it's not, like, a crazy difference. But...
And they'll never even, if your storyline's boring, you never even make it onto the screen.
Right. Half the people we don't see anyways.
You see them in the background, you're like, who the hell is that?
Yeah. Which is a reason why... The first couple of episodes, and Graham, you tell me if you felt the same way, but I really wanted to fast forward through a lot of the conversations that they were having.
Well, they always key in on one or two people, and it's like, and I had a friend over, and he's never seen it before, and we made him watch it, and he's like, so is this, are they like the main characters, and this is their love story? I'm like, no, they just kind of focus in on somebody for an episode or two, and then they'll jump in the next episodes, they'll be following other people's dating, but they really go in on a couple people in these first ones, and it's a bit much.
I don't really mind that. They do that.
The thing is I feel like some of the conversations that they're having, I'm like, okay, get on with it. Like, you failed math class in fifth grade. Like, great. That says a lot about your personality, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We
like,
get it. You're 5'8". This one guy won't shut up about how he's 5'8".
Right. Yeah. Like, really?
Everything about is about him being short. Well, I guess if, you know, you want somebody taller, I'm not the person for you. That's all he says. It's like, dude, build yourself up a little bit more.
Oh,
all he talks about is how short
hurt,
he is.
Obviously.
He has been hurt.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a few of them also talk about, like, their insecurities growing up, which, you know what, that is part of the experiment, so I don't mind hearing about that too much, because part of it is, you know, the Love is Blind situation, right? Now, I do notice that people in the pods, obviously, they're a little more accepting of certain topics that I think we would be in the real world, because I don't know if this was in the first episode that you watched, Graham, but somebody admits to this.
My last serious relationship, it ended because I cheated on her.
Okay.
It was just stupid. Like, I completely regret it, and I would never, ever do it again.
Well, that's great to hear.
And I'm not going to lie. Like, when I go to, like, bachelor parties or something in, like, Vegas or just, like, out, like, I definitely have girls that come up to me.
Yeah.
When I go to that stuff now in the future, like, I'm just not going to even entertain it.
Why?
Is this the one guy that's kind of, again, this is spoiler alert for
spoiler
the
alert.
New Love is Blind. Is this the guy that's, like, really cocky?
Yes.
He's like, oh, I just work in, like, plastic surgery, so it's everything is just Botox and boobs and butt lifts and just everything.
Oh,
so my, like, standards
my
for women
God.
Is, like, it's just, like, super, super high because, you know, he's, like, very shallow.
That
you know, he's
so...
like, but I'm trying to move away from being so shallow because I'm just, like, so shallow
so
when
sigma.
It comes to looks.
And he's like, I have to admit, did you say that's so sigma?
Yeah, stop it.
He's like, I have to admit, I haven't treated women the best in the past, but I'm trying to do better. It's like, maybe this is not the show to try to do better
What's
in.
What's crazy is that he thinks that by saying that, it's going to work some kind of, like, reverse psychology and that
Which
it's going to draw women
does.
Towards him. I think it's
not,
working.
Look, it doesn't work on me, but that's what I'm saying. These people are so accepting of what everybody else is saying in the experiment that I'm kind of like, is that your reaction that you would have in the real world? Because if somebody told me, hey, just wanted to let you know I cheated on my last relationship and that's why it ended, maybe, look, I'm not saying I would cut them off right away, but I would have a lot of questions. I wouldn't just
My
be
guard's
like,
up.
Yeah. I wouldn't just be like, oh, okay. Well, that's great to hear that now you want to change.
Yeah, it's a much bigger red flag in here. They're like, oh, okay, next thing. And then they keep going. I don't know if you're going to love this cast, Selena. They're all these Minnesota. I don't know. My wife's last company was from Minnesota, so I heard her on Zoom calls with people from Minnesota all the time.
They say
some stuff a little different than we do.
No,
you know, it's just,
that is
going to
bother me.
It is just, they have a different... There's just something different about them. I can't put my finger on it, but then they say
as long as they're not on there, like, drinking soda during the dates and stuff, I think I'll be good. They won't be saying soda, you know?
They don't go full North Dakota like that, but they say some stuff, like, they don't say, they wouldn't say baggy jeans, they'd say baggy.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? They have some words like that where you're just like, this is going to be tough for me. This is going to be tough.
Yeah, I'll just watch it with subtitles.
You're going to be cringing a little bit, Selena. But just
get a bag of chips.
Let's all get past that and make it through the whole season.
Just want to get a bag of chips.
Is this cultural appropriation, by the way?
No, it's not.
Okay, just
hey, I'm just making sure. Our Minnesota listeners are going to be upset.
Yeah,
no, I think I saw like a leprechaun.
You've gotten a Dutch leprechaun, I think. I don't know what you've done there.
Okay. I can't wait.
Work on your guys' impressions.
Yeah, we do.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is Gabriel from San Jose. I know Love is Blind is all cool, but is anybody watching Severance? I'm just wondering. I just started that show last night, and I can't get enough of it. It's about a work-life balance, and you work for this company, and they split your work life and your personal life. Pretty cool show. Check it out.
Yes.
I've heard very good things about that show.
I've never heard of this.
I started it, but I'm, like, barely into it. It's on Apple TV, but so far, so good. You don't have Apple TV.
No one thing I don't have.
No. I don't have it either.
I'm overpaying for everything else and don't have Apple TV.
This is a show, I think it's, is it Adam Scott and Ben Stiller? It's their show.
Yes.
Adam Scott, Selena, you recognize him. He's in Step Brothers and, but I don't, have you seen Step Brothers?
Yes.
Step Brothers. You're looking at me like, oh, for a second there, I was, that's a classic. And it took them a really long time to get to season two. This season two just came out, but there was a very long layoff in between, and that bugged some people. But people are excited that it's back, and I've heard really good things. Yep. I do want to watch it.
Nice.
But also watch Love is Blind.
Well, yeah.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Cardi B has moved on. Get out of the way, Offset. We're done with you. So she is just continuing to fuel romance rumors. And at this point, it's not even rumors because she was actually seen with Stephon Diggs, you know, wide receiver for the Texans.
Really?
On Valentine's night, there is video of them getting to a Miami hotel at 1:54 in the morning. So this is like Saturday morning. And she's dressed all sexy. He's wearing red. So clearly it was a Valentine's date. And apparently they were also seen last week at a club together in New York City. So they're an item.
Real relationship or revenge relationship?
I think right now, early stages, too early to tell.
I don't think revenge.
I don't think revenge. I think she's really moving on and weighing her other options.
Okay, but sometimes I feel like there's like a motivation to like be seen with someone or, you know, when you could keep things more privately, nobody sees you. Nobody has any idea about your dating life. Or, you know, like I'd like to everybody to see that I've moved on.
Well, yeah, I think it's more of her liking, but she likes everyone to see everything. She puts all her business on social media.
Very true.
So why would she keep this private?
Very true. Do you think this one lasts or just a fling?
I think a fling, a few months. That's
I just hope
I still think her and Offset get back together.
No, no, no. I hope that doesn't happen.
That's in the JV Show prediction journal. Yes. I'm standing by that prediction.
All right, Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco, they bought a house together.
Wow.
According to multiple real estate sources, they dropped $35 million.
God, that's crazy.
On a Spanish-style Beverly Hills mansion, 7 bedrooms, 12 baths. It has a library, a grand swirling staircase, a greenhouse, a fitness center, and a pool. $35 million.
Oh, my God.
It's insane.
And this might be where the nacho cheese bathtub took place. Did you guys see this?
That sounds disgusting.
Prepare to be grossed out. JV Morning Show, check out our story. This was one of the things.
Is he going to be in there?
He's not in the bathtub, okay, thank God, but it's one of the things.
I couldn't look at that. The cheese all stuck in the hair and stuff. I couldn't do that.
It's one of the things that he gifted her for Valentine's
Day.
A bathtub filled with nacho cheese.
Why nobody wants
so
that.
I don't know. Oh, my God.
Also, you don't.
I'm grossed out just looking at it.
He actually takes a chip and...
I'm just imagining all the hair. I can't. There's going to be hair in the cheese.
So hard not
to.
So much
hair in the cheese.
Did you see the interview where they're asked who takes the longer showers? And he says, well, I might not get to shower every day, but when I do,
it's me. Of course not.
He also said he sits down in every shower he goes into.
Like on the floor?
I like sitting down in the shower
from
time to time.
But every shower?
But not on the floor. You have like a little thing you sit on.
No, I've sat on the shower floor before.
I've only done that when I'm like extremely hungover and can't stand.
I've never even done that.
Yeah, it is great.
Try sitting down in the shower sometimes. It's kind of nice. It's very relaxing. There's something about it.
Makes you feel like
you have to turn the water up a little hotter. It gets a little colder as you're farther away from the thing. Yeah, crank it up a little bit and then sit down. Yeah. It's just something about it. I don't know. It's kind of nice.
And then, Selena, while you're at it, just get all the hair that you've been letting pile up down there.
Yeah, bring some.
It's not on the floor. It's on the walls.
Oh, you're right.
Bring some nacho. How do you think they got rid of this cheese? You can't open up the drain and let it go.
They ate it, obviously.
Nobody ate 40 gallons of cheese.
Like, and Benny Blanco looks like he eats 40 gallons of cheese.
That's maybe true. But I feel bad for whoever their assistant is that had to then scoop all this out. Like, okay, that's a funny social media post. Okay, now somebody has to clean all the cheese out of here. Like, who's that poor
JV
person?
JV Morning Show, if you want to check that out. Graham, what did you want to talk about again?
All right, if you haven't noticed, gas prices currently skyrocketing. And of course, they always seem to be rising the most in the Bay Area compared to the rest of the country. Over just the last month. 1 month, a gallon of gas has gone up by about 60 cents for most of us here in the Bay Area. That is a very large jump, bringing the average price around $5 a gallon or so. Most of us are paying a little bit more than that. Statewide, we're seeing an average of $4.84 a gallon, which, of course, is a lot higher than the national average, which is just $3.16. Imagine paying $3.16 for gas. That'd be great.
That'd be nice.
Now, as to what is behind this recent spike, AAA says that gas prices typically start to increase this time of year as we get closer to summer, because at summertime, the refineries switch to their summer blend of gas as opposed to the winter
blend.
What
is this,
which
coffee?
Which is the world's biggest massive scam of all time. But anyways, that's justification, you know, during the switch that it costs them more. And then, of course, there's some refineries there doing seasonal maintenance right now. So productions, so then we'll raise the prices everywhere else. And then one of the other things, we had a fire at the at a refinery in Martinez earlier this month, and that has caused some shutdowns there. So we're seeing lower production. And then, of course, they're going to pass the price off to consumers, you know, because oil prices and gas prices are the biggest scam of all time. But, you know, whatever. So enjoy that. Gas prices
I'm mad about
and
the
I don't know
blend.
That they've leveled off at all. This is in the last month, we've seen it go up 60 cents a gallon. Let's just see what happens over the next 30 days.
I hate this.
Wow.
No good.
All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about TV shows. Somebody recommended the show Severance on Apple TV. And I said, I don't have Apple TV.
Hey, JV Show. It's Andy from Iowa. Hey, Apple TV Plus is free with T-Mobile. So if you have T-Mobile, you can get it for free if you need it, Selena. Thanks.
Okay, how about I guess I do have Apple TV then.
Well, first of all, one thing, a JV Show, I just checked, number one in Iowa,
yes!
Which is huge. Thank you, Andy, for listening from out there. What, Selena, you have T-Mobile?
Yeah.
And so you're up here complaining that you don't have Apple TV, but yet it's a free service provided with your cell provider?
I guess I do have it. That does sound familiar. I guess I just never really needed it. I don't watch anything on there, so I never really took the time to download it. Get it and use it.
God, yeah, it sounds tough to hit that download button.
Yeah.
A lot of work involved there.
Good luck.
Why, but if I don't
why
have
are you
any
giving that look?
Because if I don't have any shows on there, why would I do that? Like,
I'm
make
just,
it make sense.
Yeah, in your face, Graham.
Wow, I just got reverse dunk on.
We were also talking about gas prices.
What's up, JV fam? Just chilling out here in Alabama, filling up my gas tank. $3.16.
What? Must be nice. Until
it's Friday night and you have to go to the Cracker Barrel because that's the only restaurant there. I'm kidding, Alabamians. I'm kidding. Thank you. JV Show number one in Alabama this morning. I checked, so thank you. I don't besmirch the great
thank
state or Cracker Barrel.
Thank you so much for listening on the iHeartRadio app. All right, let's get to What the Bleep. It's where you can win a JV Show chug mug. Just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, leave your guess on the iHeartRadio app using that talkback mic. All right, here's today's clip. I guess it's just because of overuse, but my just ain't gripping like before.
Oh,
the grippers.
I think there's surgery for that.
Yeah, you want to really grip down. This is a family show, Jess. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Keep those guesses PG, but keep those guesses coming in quick because you have to be the very first correct answer of the morning to win that JV Show Chug Mug. Leave us your name and your city along with your guest so we can shout you out when you win.
Is there surgery for that?
I think so. Yeah, I think there is.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hope you win this Chug Mug. We're playing What the Bleep, where all you gotta do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. We're gonna get to your guesses in just a second. First, in case you missed it, here is today's clip. I guess it's just because of overuse, but my just ain't gripping like before.
You know you want to have those grippers.
Yeah, I feel like that's very important, actually. Well, let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jessica from Alameda. My guess for the bleeped out word is hair tie. Have a great day.
Hair tie.
That's a very popular guess. A lot of people guessing hair tie, hair clip, hair scrunchie, hair something. It's not that.
No.
But all good guesses.
Hi, JV Show. This is Alicia from Vallejo. I think the bleeped out word is hands.
My hands ain't gripping.
Oh, your hands don't have that grip anymore. You've been overusing your hands lately, Selena?
I use my hands a lot. Okay.
Wow, interesting.
Texting, scrolling. Yeah,
So the grip isn't as good anymore?
No, the grip's fine. Hands is not the correct word.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Tuesday. This is Kayla from Livermore. My guess is tires. Thank you.
Tires. That's a good guess.
That would have been my guess. A lot of people guessing that this morning.
Oh, it's not tires. All right, continue to get those guesses in on the talkbacks. Going to play more coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where you can win this JV Show Chug Mug. Just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. In case you missed our clip of the day, here it is one last time. I guess it's just because of overuse, but my just ain't gripping like before. Vagine! Things change over time. This is a family show. That's the one and only rule to this game.
Got it.
It's PG. The guesses got to be clean. The word is always something clean. Let's go to your guesses.
Hey, JV Show. Good morning. It's Jasmine tuning in from Seattle. I think the bleeped out word is tweezers. Happy Tuesday. Bye.
Bye. Oh, that's a good guess.
Tweezers, that was probably the most popular guess this morning after tires. Tweezers, a lot of people guessing that. And thank you for listening from Seattle.
Yes. Are we number one?
JV Show's number one there, obviously. Yes, I didn't even need to check. I already know that one.
Hi, my name is Colton. I am from the Roner Park. And I think the bleeped word is gloves. Bye. Have a great day.
Gloves. My gloves ain't ripping.
That's a great guess. And JV Show is number one in the Roner Park.
Yes.
I like that. Very official.
So what's the bleeped out
word? Hi, JV Show. This is Emily calling from Texas. And my guess for the bleeped out word is glasses.
My glasses? Are glasses supposed to grip?
Yes.
On the sides of your head, yeah. Otherwise, you lean forward to tie your shoes and they fly right off.
That's so annoying. Worst thing ever.
And look at this. JV Show, number one in Texas this morning.
Yes.
We've been all over the map this morning. We've had talkbacks from Iowa, Alabama, Seattle, Texas. Thank you guys for listening from all over.
Is anyone from the Bay Area listening today? That's
maybe someone
question.
From the Bay Area will get it right this morning.
Oh.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Alyssa from the East Bay, and I think that the missing bleeped out word is croc. We all know Selena loves her crocs, and when those grips on those bottom go out, man, have a good day.
It's not crocs either.
No, that was a popular guess. Crocs and Uggs. A lot of people guessing that for you, Selena, because you like crocs and Uggs.
That's actually a good guess.
That is a good guess.
So nobody got the word today.
No.
You guys weren't too far off. Here's today's clip, unbleeped. I guess it's just because of overuse, but my slides just ain't gripping like before. And that can be very dangerous. Like the Crocs and like your Uggs, when you lose that traction and the grippers on the bottom of those and it rains, you are sliding all over the place.
You're slipping and sliding.
Yes.
Slipping and sliding. Well, no shout outs to give this morning
other than
people listening from all across the country. Shout out to you guys. Appreciate you making the JV Show number one all across the country. But you want to win that Chug Mug, I guess you're going to have to do it, I don't know, tomorrow would be a good day to do it.
Yep, 7:05. We'll do it again here on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Hope you had a great weekend. Let's go to the phones. Hi, who do we have on the phone today?
Hi, this is Laura, my daughter Naya.
Laura and Naya. Hi, how's it going? Did you guys have a good weekend?
We did. We had a great weekend. It's actually my birthday yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Can I ask how old is Naya?
I thought you were about to ask her how old she was.
Not her.
She said a birthday, which, of course.
Who gives a fuck?
You don't ever ask a woman her age, though. But how old is your daughter? Is she in school? Is she school age?
Yeah, we're about to be on our way. How old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
9 years old. So she does have school because a lot of schools are out for ski week or President's Week is what they're calling it at my daughter's school. But you do have school. Interesting.
No. we're going to school.
Okay, well, hey, at least you can win some tickets on the way there. That's what you have this morning. Yep. What do we...
We have tickets for Alessia Cara on the line for you. She's going to be at the Masonic on April 26th.
All right, so here's how this is going to go down. We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. She's going to get 3 correct. And if you can do that, these tickets are yours, okay?
I hope so, yeah.
All right, let's get to it. Question number 1. The Trojan is the mascot for what college in L.A.?
USC?
Yep.
That's the one. University of Spoiled Children, USC. All right, question number 2. In Goldilocks and the Three Bears, what type of food did Goldilocks eat from the bears?
Yeah.
I don't know if you were answering that or asking your daughter, but porridge is the correct answer.
Good job. Awesome. Question number 3. What country is made up of 3,000 islands, the largest being... why do you give me the hardest questions ever, Graham?
I did this on purpose.
I know you did.
Let's see what you got.
Try to pronounce this. Okay. What country is made up of 3,000 islands, the largest being Honshu, Hokkaido, Kyushu,
It's Kyushu.
Kyushu and Shikoku.
No, that's not.
Shikoku.
I don't know.
Oh.
They sounded right to me.
Do you know what country that is?
let's see. Is it somewhere like in, I don't know. In Asia is a continent, but I'm just not sure which country.
Maybe you should say the names of some of the biggest islands again, Selena. You butchered them last time. Try again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Honshu.
Mm-hmm.
Hokkaido. Kyushu. Shikoku.
You've offended so many people this morning.
Is it Japan?
Yeah. I pronounced it good enough that she knew the right answer.
That's the one.
You're welcome.
She doesn't even need this one. You guys don't even need this one to win the game. You've already done it. This one's just for fun. Question number 4. Danny Tanner, Joey Gladstone, and Uncle Jesse. They were just a few of the main characters from what family TV sitcom?
Oh, Full House.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was an easy one.
Good job, you guys. 4 for 4. And
thank
now you get
so much.
Yes, now
you
get to check out Alessia Cara. She's going to be at the Masonic April 26th.
All right, congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
We're going to let you get back to driving. You have an awesome day, too. Hang on there. Graham, we got some shout-outs.
You know, people in my DMs, as usual, got one here that says, hey, Graham, mom of twins sliding into your DMs again. I want to wish my twins a happy 4th birthday today, but also a happy early birthday to the best mother-in-law, Veronica, and a happy early birthday to my husband. She didn't include their names, so I had to follow up. She said her twins' names are Robin and Damien, and her husband's name is Robert. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day. And that is from Shalini. So
happy birthday
to all you guys. A lot of birthdays there.
Who gives a fart?
That's a good point. Another one here. Good morning, Graham. Sister in your DMs. All right, slide on in. I want to wish my brother Maddox a happy 11th birthday on the 18th. And my mom, Melissa, a happy 38th birthday on the 19th. She'll get mad if I say her real age. Oh, so she's not 38.
No.
That's a joke age. Happy birthday to you guys both. We listen every morning on the way to school and love playing the trivia games. Anyways, love Ate. So happy birthday, Maddox, woo! And happy early birthday, Mom.
Who gives a fart?
That's good. And then one more here. Can you please wish my man Joey a happy birthday? I love him more and forever, always. He's the sweetest man in the whole world. And that's from Alicia. So happy birthday,
nice.
Joey.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah, it's true.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Morning Show. This is David out in Richmond. Just wanted to give a quick shout out to Selena. Good job on pronouncing those Japanese islands. The only one you guys missed was Kyushu. That's how it's pronounced. My wife's from there, so that's why I know. and I studied Japanese history and whatnot. Anyway, again, thought it was a great question. And Selena, I thought you did a good job pronouncing all the other ones.
Thank you.
Shout out to you. You guys enjoy listening to you as always. Have a great day.
Aw, thank you so much.
Nice job, Selena.
I purposely, why didn't I know that?
I purposely wrote Selena, if you missed our Yep Nope game a minute ago, I purposely wrote her question with some tough pronunciations in it.
When you do
and
that.
Look at that. You almost got all of them right.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that talk back.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So much to unpack from SNL 50. So all the celebrities were there for SNL's 50th anniversary special over the weekend. It was filled with A-listers and previous cast members and people who've hosted the show over the years.
Yeah, it was real who's who.
Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively were in attendance, which shocked a lot of people considering everything they're dealing with, you know, in their personal lives.
I was shocked
to see them.
The
lawsuits with Justin Baldoni.
I was shocked to see him in the background because all we talked about before was, will Blake Lively be at the Super Bowl with Taylor Swift?
Right.
And that's like,
Didn't go to that.
That is a public appearance, but is it? She would have been sitting in a booth and not exposed to any media, you know? It's like, but yeah. She didn't even show her face there.
Yeah, she hasn't done any red carpets, any events, or anything. So this was her first, like, very, very public outing. One source who was there said that they were the talk of the entire evening and that a lot of celebrities actually avoided them.
Ooh, I don't blame them.
And people were confused as to why they were there. A lot of Hollywood insiders were like, it's just not a good look when you guys are dealing with lawsuits that are just so public. And like, maybe they just should have sat this one event out, especially because of the way Ryan joked about the legal drama with Justin Baldoni. In case you missed it, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, they were on stage and they were like fielding questions from the celebrity audience. And then Ryan Reynolds stands up.
Who else has a question? I have a question. Oh, hey, Ryan Reynolds. Hi.
Ryan Reynolds, how's it going?
Great. Why? What have you heard?
And they were like, no, nothing at all.
Great. Why? Hey, what have you heard? I mean, that's obviously a pre-planned sketch, so he knows that joke is coming, you know.
Yes.
And I mean, I thought it was very funny at the time, but again, they're stepping up, draw the spotlight to us. That's fine.
Yeah. Do you think Blake Lively knew about this? Because I zoomed in on her face and she was like, her head like whipped to him and she looked shocked.
I know a lot of people are saying that she had like a real raw reaction to that joke.
Yeah,
There's no way she didn't know. She's also an actor. Let's not forget that.
That thing was cleared a million times over with their teams. And then they rehearsed it probably.
Yes.
And the whole thing was set up and ready to go. He's hosted SNL probably a couple of times,
I feel like
he's
been on there like hella times, yeah.
He would have been a noted omission had he not been there, because the few people that have like hosted or been cast members that didn't show up, there's like articles like, why wasn't this person there? So, I mean, people would have been like, well, where was he?
Right. So sources close to Blake and Ryan say they have no regrets about going. They had a really, you know, nice time. And like, why not go? They have nothing to hide. No reason not to go. So like, why stay home? That would have been weirder, I think.
Yeah.
However, people on Justin Baldoni's side, they're saying that it's actually very possible that his legal team could use this in their defense to kind of show that Justin is taking his lawsuit like serious. Meanwhile, here's Ryan and Blake just making a public mockery out of it. And these are some serious allegations they've made against Justin.
I get that's a bit of a
what they're saying.
A little bit of a stretch for me. And people avoided them at the after parties and the things. I would avoid them because Blake Lively's mean. I'd be terrified to go up and try to say hi to her. Are you kidding me?
People are also talking about Kim K and Pete Davidson. They had a little run-in when Kim K was standing in line waiting to get inside. I guess Pete wasn't too far behind her. And I do like this. They even asked Kim, like, hey, do you want to cut the line? And she said no, because there were so many actors and comedians in line. And she didn't feel like it was right for her to cut all of them, all of these actual, like, Hollywood people. And so she's like, no, I'm going to stay in line. But Pete was right there. And so they had, like, a brief chat around other celebs. Nothing romantic. It was just very casual. Just like, hey, how have you been type stuff. There are reports, though, that at the after party, I guess Chris Rock threw, like, a massive party. And when Pete Davidson heard that Kim had arrived, he, quote, bolted. A source says that one of his friends, like, went into complete crisis mode and was like, Pete could not be around her. And so he, like, left the party.
Wait, do you think he was heartbroken, like, by Kim?
I think that, or maybe it's just
embarrassed that you got her kids' names tattooed on you, and then you're like, we
maybe,
weren't even that.
Maybe
we weren't even
a little
that
bit
serious.
Of that, and maybe like just nervousness. He seems to me, he seems like a nervous type of guy.
I wondered, you know, the entire time what the dynamic was between them, because if you watched SNL 50, she was sitting in like the fourth row, very noticeable, like dead center. Mm-hmm. Like she was very, you saw her in a lot of shots, and Pete was in a lot of the sketches, and he's standing all of 10 feet away as he's, you know, delivering most of these things. So you knew they obviously saw each other numerous times and were very aware of each other's presence, you know.
Yeah, I think it was an awkward situation to be in. I'd probably leave too. I don't want to be like in a weird situation with my ex. Graham, what do you have?
All right, Steph Curry had a pretty eventful weekend. His team won the All-Star game, and he was named MVP on his home court at Chase Center. Now he's been named in a report that ranks him second amongst athletes all around the globe for highest pay. According to this report, listen to this, Steph made a total of $153.8 million last year. $53.8 of that million is on-court earnings. $100 million is from endorsements. That $100 million in endorsements in a single year, you guys, is the highest among all the athletes on the list. The most endorsement money of any athlete on the planet, our boy Steph Curry is making.
What?
That is nuts. But I do see him in a lot of stuff and different billboards for a lot of different companies. That dude is cashing in.
I do too.
Smart. I would say yes to all those as well. Only soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo earned more than Curry over on total on that list. He was number one on the list with $260 million in earnings, but most of his money comes from his contracts playing football or soccer.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hope you had a great weekend. We have your Crazy Cash on standby. That's coming up in just a few minutes. Your chance to win $1,000. Coming up 8:20, tickets for Rolling Loud. Right now, Graham, we're talking about
the NBA All-Star festivities. And one of the events this weekend, if you didn't see it, was Mr. Beast had a little bit of a challenge. And a kid from the Bay Area, 18-year-old, ends up winning $100,000. Very cool, feel-good moment. He had to have a little bit of an on-court basketball shoot-off against Damian Lillard, who's also from the Bay Area, and it was just a really cool moment. Except for the fact that they let Mr. Beast himself host it. I'm going to let him explain the setup for this, and I just have questions about how this is the most followed guy on YouTube, really? Like on the planet or whatever, because who gives this guy a microphone? This is brutal, and I apologize for this lengthy setup, but this is him on live TV.
All right, am I live? All right, how's it going, San Fran?
Oh my God.
Don't say San Fran, bro.
Before the next game, the NBA is letting me do something a little fun for you guys. So behind me is $100,000, and we're going to grab someone random from the stands to compete against Damian Lillard for this 100 grand.
Crowd's like, you called it San Fran.
Yeah.
Sound fun, everybody? So,
I've got Nolan over here. He pre-selected someone. Nolan, who'd you find? Nolan, come on over here.
Who's a train wreck?
Who's this guy?
Who's this guy?
What's your name?
My name is Jaren.
Jaren?
Hi,
how's it going? I've never met him before until now.
Sure.
Come over here. Do you play a lot of basketball?
I played basketball growing up. I stopped, but I play basketball a lot.
Okay, a little bit growing up. This is Damian. All right, come on over here.
Okay. I don't think it's that bad.
Are you kidding me?
It's live. It's loud. I mean, his voice
it's
is
not
a little
loud because he lost the entire crowd when he said San Fran, and he's bumbling on the microphone.
Well,
we got
that
somebody.
You don't do.
We're gonna pick somebody random. Let's go over here to somebody we pre-selected. Wait, I thought you just said we were grabbing someone random out of the crowd. Let's go to the kid that we pre-selected. Yeah. Well, again, very cool. This kid, Jaren, he's 18 years old. He played some high school ball at Freedom High School in Oakley, and so okay, now here's Mr. Beast again. I can't understand. This dude's made a bazillion videos with so many followers and he can't talk on a microphone. But okay, that's just, you know, my opinion. And here's him setting up the rules of this shootout because it was a little confusing.
So, we'll come over here on this side real quick. So, what we're going to be doing is pretty simple. We're going to see if Jared can make a logo shot before Damian can make three. If he does, I'll give him $100,000. If Damian makes three first, we'll donate $100,000 to charity.
All right, so they're both shooting from a deep logo shot. It's a deep, deep three-pointer.
Okay.
This kid's just got to make one of them before Damian Lillard can drain three of them. And again, the sloppy train wreck continues as nobody's...
You know what it is? I mean, recording a YouTube video, it...
You can cut it and edit it.
Yeah, completely different than doing something live. You know, like, you have to admit, that's a huge... difference when you're behind a camera versus in an arena with thousands of people.
I guess I just expected something more from, I'm not somebody who follows Mr. Beast and knows his content, but I just expected a little bit more presence on a big moment. But, you know, that's just me. That's just, you know, whatever. All right. Let the train wreck continue. Okay. But this is the point where the contest is going. Nobody's making much of anything until right before the final buzzer.
All right, here, go for it. In 30 seconds, the NBA is going to cut to a commercial, so you got to shoot quick. Keep shooting. Keep going. Oh!
He made it?
That's the moment.
That's why he made it?
Jaren hits a shot as you hear the buzzer sound, and he wins $100,000. Again, legitimately at the buzzer, and they did have Mr. Beast, and Mr. Beast Fashion had a big, like, check. Almost like aquarium-looking thing filled with $100,001 bills.
My
and he jumped
in
the money, and everybody
this.
Went crazy.
If this is actually Mr. Beast's money, you could have done more than $100K.
Well...
That's my only thing.
That part's true.
Or was this money from someone else and he just slapped his name onto it? Was it from like a sponsor?
Don't know.
Then fine. But if it's his, come on.
Yeah, come I hope on. It is his money though. Because he has a lot of it. Like, give it away. Come
Let's
on.
Not detract from our boy Jaren from
Jaren!
Oakley.
Yes!
$100,000. And again, hit one right at the buzzer. That part, very, very cool.
Graham, imagine you, 18 years old. You win $100,000. What are
Vegas.
You spending that money on? Vegas
going
trip?
Straight to Vegas with the boys.
Are you paying for all the boys?
Yeah, of course.
Vegas on Graham.
Yeah. God, wouldn't that be so much fun?
Yes.
You gotta save so some fun. Of it, but you blow a bunch of it trying to double up a bunch of it gambling. Yeah.
Can you make that shot, though?
Could I?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've made.
You used to play basketball.
I've made
Graham?
Longer shots in my life. Could I make one in the 30 seconds there? I don't know if I would. Yeah. I feel like I would come pretty darn close.
That is an amazing story.
What's up, San Fran?
No. Shut your mouth, Mr. Beast. I saw a lot of people calling it San Fran over the weekend.
Really?
That mm-hmm. aren't from here, obviously.
Knock it off.
Ugh. So annoying.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Fam, we were just talking about the Mr. Beast Challenge at the All-Star Game.
Yep.
Congratulations to 18-year-old Jaren, won $100,000. But we noticed he called San Francisco San Fran.
Good morning. Happy Monday. It's Belinda Melinda. Going back to Mr. Beast saying San Fran, I grew up saying that because of my dad, and my wife hates it. Like, I don't know if she gets, like, secondhand embarrassment or what, but she hates that I say San Fran. But it's always going to be San Fran to me. Okay, love you, bye.
She say happy Monday at the start of
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, it's Tuesday. Yeah, I can't get on board with the San Fran.
It's
not going to happen. And Mr. Beast shouting it out at the start of that. Ooh, very cringe.
How's it going, San Fran?
How's it going, San Fran?
Which one do you guys hate more, San Fran or SF?
San Fran.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Why would you
No,
call
I
it?
Say San Francisco just to be safe. Yeah.
When in doubt, San Francisco
yes,
it out.
Yeah.
Just say it all out.
Is that a real rule?
I just made
be.
I just made it one.
All right, JV Show Egg Talk.
Yep.
Next thing you know, he calls the chicken police on me.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Do these skyrocketing egg prices have you scrambling at the supermarket?
Does it
feel like your budget is gonna completely crack? Well, here is an excellent solution for you. Something that I poached from the internet.
God.
Something that might keep your wallet from getting totally fried. And that's renting a chicken. Have you guys heard
what?
Of this?
People are renting chickens.
There's a company called Rent the Chicken, and that's exactly what they do. They set their customers up with two egg-laying hens, a portable chicken coop, 200 pounds of feed, water and food dishes, and some instructions on how to take care of these two chickens. And they say within 2 days of their arrival, once you rent them, your chickens are going to start laying eggs ready for you to use and cook, and they should lay about a dozen to two dozen eggs per week, depending on which Rent the Chicken rental package you've subscribed to. Now, look, it says the chickens cost around $500 to rent for 6 months, so it's not exactly cheap. That averages to about $20 a week for eggs, but we know how expensive eggs are right now. And they say there's something even more you know, beneficial than this. It's that, you know, in times of food scarcity or whatever, you can count on these chickens. You know that there is going to be food produced by them. So it's sort of like an insurance policy. Look, you are going to get eggs week in and week out. Mm-hmm. Would you guys ever rent some chickens?
No.
Me either.
Why not?
Can't imagine the cleaning up after
them.
Yeah,
it's not even worth the hassle for me. I'd rather pay $20 for 5 eggs.
They don't live in your house. Where do you think the chickens live? They're outside in their coop.
Yeah, I know, but having to raise chickens sounds like a lot of responsibility that I do not want.
You just keep them in their little coop and then, you know, make sure they're warm at night and
yeah,
boom,
and you still got to cuddle them, take them out for walks, fresh water,
bedtime stories.
Nobody walks their chickens,
Selena. People are out here walking cats on leashes.
Well, that's stupid. You don't see anybody walking their chickens.
Well, you should. They need exercise, too. Why not?
Well, let them stretch their legs in a little pen or whatever. You don't need to take them out for a walk.
That sounds like animal cruelty.
With a special little, like, chicken harness and a little leash.
Oh, my God, that's so cute.
And then, like, a little chicken poop bag.
You have to get them little shoes, too.
Well, little shoes and little chicken sneakers and then a little chicken poop bag for when they drop one.
And a little hat for the sun because you don't want them to get sunburned.
Oh, little chicken sunglasses. Oh, that'd be so cute. Well, I mean, I, for one, think this is actually a pretty good idea, you know, business model and for the consumer. Because I don't know that I long term want to commit to chickens, but if I could rent them for a time period and then know that, okay, they do have an option for you to adopt them, you know, at the end of this. But if you want to give them back, like, look, being a chicken farmer is not for me. I don't have to go out and euthanize my birds. I can let somebody take them back. I think that part's nice. Haven't you guys ever wanted some cage free, farm fresh eggs right from your backyard?
Not really. I mean, I'm fine with any eggs. I honestly don't eat a lot of eggs.
Yeah, I'm on that same boat, too. I think this would be actually too many eggs for me a week.
What do you guys have against eggs?
Nothing.
Sometimes they're too eggy, you know?
What do you... Eggs are delicious.
That's a good point. You can't think about it too much while you're eating the egg because then it gets...
disgusting.
In your head and then...
Yeah. I don't know if this is, like, real or not. I saw somebody post a video that Trader Joe's is selling... fertilized eggs, and so this person went and bought some. By the way, experts are like, no, you can still eat them. They're safe to consume. Doesn't really make a difference. But anyways, this person went and bought some and then put those in an incubator. 24 days go by and they have 8 baby chickens.
Oh, really?
How cute.
I don't know if, like, that's just a video I saw. Obviously, not everything on the internet is real, but
people do these videos from time to time.
That's what they would lead me to believe, that they're now raising 8 chickens.
And now I can't eat eggs anymore. Thanks, Selena.
Stop. I always wonder how real these are, but I'm assuming if it is a fertilized egg, and yeah, you incubate it, but wouldn't that have had enough time in a fridge or whatever incubated that it's not going to work out?
So I don't know if it's real or not, but if anyone tries it.
I'm not an expert on this. So.
Egg jokes.
Just a little Jamie Show egg joke for egg talk.
Oh, no. I did go to Safeway yesterday, though, and they had absolutely nothing there. And a sign that said, only 2 per customer.
Yeah, they're limiting egg purchases everywhere.
I know, you see that sign at a lot of places, like Jess just mentioned. Yeah, limit 2, and then you look on the shelves, and you're like, I can't even get 1.
They're
all empty. Where did all the eggs go? Shout out to Costco, though. They got some eggs there.
Really? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Okay. And that concludes today's JV Show Egg Talk.
The
JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hope you had a great weekend. We just got done talking about eggs. JV Show Egg Talk, new segment here.
Yeah, and we were talking about how you can rent chickens. There's a company that will rent you some chickens so you can have, you know, eggs in your backyard.
Good morning, guys. This is Nancy. I don't think I would rent a chicken. I know egg prices are crazy. I'm thinking of decorating some potatoes for Easter for the kids. But I do have a friend who's been giving me fresh eggs, and you just leave them on the countertop at room temp. For 6 to 8 weeks, they stay good, and I can't get used to it. Reaching over in a bowl, grabbing some eggs when I want to use them. Anyways, love you guys.
Hey, thank you for that.
How do you feel about that, Selena, if your eggs were just sitting on the counter at room temperature? Because that is what you do. We have a lot of people that give us eggs as well.
Yeah, I like mine refrigerated, but
why?
I guess because that's just what we've always done. But it's like you go to Mexico and they don't refrigerate their eggs there.
Right.
You know, you go to whatever restaurant or...
So
yeah,
you can't
and their eggs
refrigerate
are just,
them?
Just hanging out.
You can. There's some different guidance on that, but I think you don't. or you, I don't know, somebody knows better than me. But yeah, you just leave them, they're fine, they're totally fine at room temperature. I think if you wash them, then they have to go into the refrigerator.
But I feel like the ones, like I feel like the ones that you buy at the store that are already refrigerated, like you have to keep those refrigerated. Yes. You can't just leave those out because they'll get all
you
nasty.
You
don't
cannot
do that.
Do that. And I feel like we have this stigma about eggs, or we did, you know, it's like the room temperature, you know, the fresh ones, we're like, oh, that's weird. I want mine from the refrigerated section and I want like the white only ones, you know, remember? It was like you first saw brown eggs. You're like, well, that's weird. Is this going to taste different? It's all the same in there.
Do you guys like the brown or the white?
Brown.
Brown. Selena, you didn't answer?
Yeah, because I don't know. I think I just go back and forth. Either one. I don't discriminate, you know?
Good morning, JV Show. This is Ellie from Fremont. I just wanted to chime in regarding the eggs. My sister went to Costco Business Center this morning because they open at 7 a.m. to secure the bag. And I woke up to her text saying, I got the eggs. It was a successful morning for her, apparently. Have a good day, guys. Love you.
Love
there
that
you go.
For you,
Slay. Get your egg bag, egg queen. Costco does that. I don't know. I've been in the Napa Costco recently, and there was no, like, didn't seem to be any shortage of eggs. There was a lot of them in there. Wow.
Good. That's where you got to go. Everyone, go to Napa to get your eggs so Graham can't get any anymore. A doomsday fish?
Yeah. Major alert, you guys.
Oh, I don't like this.
Another one of these doomsday fish has been spotted. That's really called an oar fish, but they're these big, weird, long, silvery-looking fish that we don't know that much about. We just know they seem to wash up on beaches right before some major earthquake or tsunami or some sort of natural disaster. And that's why people call them the doomsday fish. Well, here we have another one. This one was spotted by some surfers near the southern tip of the Baja Peninsula in Mexico. And now, look, it remains to be seen if this one is going to signal some bad thing happening, because we did have one that washed up. I believe it was more in Southern California, but then we had that major earthquake off the coast up by Eureka not too long ago. Yep. I think that was November, December time. And so people instantly tied those two things together. See, doomsday fish washed up here. And then, because remember, we all got the tsunami alert on our phones, get to higher ground. It didn't ever materialize, but there was a doomsday fish not too, you know, far removed from that incident. What do you guys think? Is this one another sign of something that's going
to
happen?
It is. I hate to break it to you. I don't want to incite, you know, fear into everyone listening, but this is a sign that something major is about to happen.
Now, do you think that something major is going to happen in Mexico, or maybe he just misjudged where he was going to land and tried to hit California and hit Mexico instead? Because this is on the Pacific side.
I think it's going
to
be
on the Gulf of America side.
I think it's going to be closer to the region, where it was found.
Ugh, wow.
This is scary.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's just
scary because I believe it.
Stop it. There's no
every time. Look back. It's very rare that one of these fish washes up and are spotted. But every time, it was before a major event.
But we have major, that's the thing. We have major climate-related disasters and earthquakes and things like this all the time now. This is just something that happens all the time. So anytime one washes up, then you a month or two later, you can be like, we had a hurricane over there. Oh, yep, an earthquake. We have earthquakes every day. There was a couple in Hayward the other day.
I believe this, though, because with how 2025 has been going, like, anything can happen at this point.
Right.
Mark my words.
This is your warning, everybody.
The big one's coming.
And if it happens, blame Selena, because she just...
Blame Graham. He's the one that told us about the doomsday fish.
You're the one that doomed all of the Baja Peninsula in Mexico and told them, watch out, you guys are screwed.
Well, I'm giving you a warning. Yeah,
oh, yeah, let's
watch
issue it
out.
There it is.
There you go.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Tuesday. Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Hey, Graham. Look at your Instagram. I sent it to you and Selena. There is a video of somewhere, I think in Mexico, where there's several fishes that washed up ashore with no eyes. Take a look at that. Thanks, bye.
I did take a look at my DMs. I'm not alarmed at all. We were talking about the doomsday fish that washed up on the southern tip of the Baja Peninsula in Mexico, and everyone's like, here we go, another disaster about to happen. Is it alarming that a fish that's dead in the ocean doesn't have its eyes?
It's creepy.
A lot of little creatures out there that probably snack on them. I don't know what.
Is it just regular fish?
It's not a very regular looking fish. It's kind of a creepy looking fish. I don't know if it's a doomsday fish or not, but the no eyes part is not alarming to me.
That's less alarming.
A lot of little creatures out there that want to snack on those things, I assume.
Ew.
Still creepy.
But don't know.
We learned earlier this morning that Jess ate fish eggs.
Oh, you're right.
And you love the way they pop in your mouth. Hey, what about fish eyes?
Ew, no.
People do.
No. I draw the line there.
You get the whole fish at the... you cook up a whole fish or at a restaurant. Yeah, people eat the eyes.
I'm going to pass on that.
Yeah, me too.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Jake Paul is just out here starting rumors that Mike Tyson has Parkinson's.
What?
He was hanging out with Aiden Ross. Jake Paul was. He's a really big streamer, if you don't know. And Jake was talking about how he does psychedelics to fix his brain.
And then ayahuasca is really good for your brain as well.
I just do it to
and same with Toad. Toad is what cured
my Toad?
Parkinson's. Or, sorry. Toad cured Tyson's Parkinson's so that he could come back and fight.
What the f***? Wait, so the Parkinson's from a toad? You lick a toad? How does that work?
You smoke it.
So, aside from the toad thing, people are smoking toad venom.
We've talked about that before,
I
think.
That's what that is referencing. Uh-huh. That is a thing. But people were like, oh my God, Mike Tyson has Parkinson's disease? Like, we didn't know about this. This is news. Well, according to Mike's team, they said, quote, Mike is happy and perfectly healthy. He does not have Parkinson's or any other illness. And now Jake Paul is even walking back his comment saying that it was taken out of context. We just listened to it. How was that taken out of context? You literally said it cured Mike of his Parkinson's so he can get back into the boxing ring. That's literally what you said. Like,
maybe he was on something.
I think he was right on Toad when he said that.
Maybe, or maybe something Tyson told him. Would this surprise you at all if Tyson said, look, I had a couple of medical conditions, but I've been smoking this Toad thing, and it's gotten my mind right, and I'm feeling healthy again. Like, this is very on brand for Tyson, if you ask me.
I guess.
And it wouldn't surprise me at all if Tyson did have Parkinson's or some other disease. I mean, you can only...
Disease is nuts. And now smoking Toad can cure it?
You can only get punched in the head so many times. That's like, true. I am terrified for MMA fighters and boxers and stuff.
I know.
For their later years.
I know. You're gonna, so scary.
You are going to feel the repercussions of what you've done to your brain.
So people are outraged over something Netflix did in their latest documentary. Yesterday, they released American Murder, Gabby Petito. You guys remember that whole case and all that. So now there's a new documentary out on Netflix, and it uses excerpts from her journal and text messages like during some of her final moments and the days leading up. And what is really different about this is instead of just having these excerpts up on the screen, they used AI to have her actual voice voicing these things for a more personal feel. And a lot of people are upset about it. They're calling it disrespectful to her, to her family. Like, I don't know if the family was on board with this or not, but they're calling it disrespectful and just really creepy to be able to have that.
I agree.
It is creepy, but I think we're going to see more and more and more of this, right? Unless people, of course, object to it and say you can't use it. But because you do have voice samples from her or
from her videos,
think of some other case or whatever from somebody. And look, I listen to a lot of podcasts and a lot of true crime podcasts. And a lot of times, they have to have a voice actor read the email or whatever it was that the person sent. But you can very easily have the real person's quote unquote voice voice that part.
Is it,
and I don't know, for dramatic effect.
It bad that I'm not opposed to it? Like, unless the family has some objection, like obviously don't cross that line, but I'm not really opposed to this. Netflix did something similar. I don't know if you guys ever watched their NSYNC documentary they had, Dirty Pop. About Lou Pearlman. They did something similar in that one, except they had his actual voice. But then they used AI to create like video. Like, it was an actual video of him. They had his actual voice, but they used AI to synchronize his lips and make it look like he was actually like speaking what was being said in the documentary.
Whoa. It's crazy. The tools that are going to be available for filmmakers and stuff like this. It's crazy.
I know. I think it's kind of cool, actually.
I prefer that they use voice actors for somebody who has passed.
But why if they have the real person?
We want the authentic experience, even though it's not authentic because it's AI, but it is more authentic, right?
It feels strange for somebody who passed away. like maybe if somebody didn't want to be in the documentary, then you could like AI their voice or AI somebody else's voice.
Okay, so there's going to be, let's throw this out. There's going to be all these Diddy documentaries that come out. There's going to be a slew of them, right?
Yeah.
And Diddy's not going to want any part of any of them because they're all going to be slandering him, of course, right? Well, telling the truth. But he is not going to want any part of that. What if it was Diddy's voice, AI, in the documentary explaining parts
can
of
can they legally do that?
Happened.
Like, if he's still here and consent to it?
I don't know. I don't know how this works. Wouldn't they have had gone to Gabby Petito's family and gotten permission as well? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know how these things work. And there aren't laws in place for all this stuff because AI is, like, such a new thing. Yeah. I wonder
if you want
how
to steal somebody's
work.
Likeness, do it now before they start implementing laws.
Way easier now.
Do it now. Graham, what do you have?
All right. We got to talk about one of the more, bizarre is not the right word, but interesting, I guess, moments from the NBA All-Star game. This was kind of strange. This happened right during the championship game of the new NBA All-Star game format. Steph Curry's team, I guess actually it was Shaq's team because he drafted Curry onto that team. They jumped out to an 11-1 lead, and in the new format, it was the first team, I believe, to get to 40 points, won the game. And then the NBA decided during the very first timeout to launch this very lengthy tribute to the cast of TNT's Inside the NBA because this is the last time that TNT is going to be airing the All-Star game. So they brought Ernie Johnson, Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith, and Shaq out onto the court. And then they were presented with a bunch of gifts, a signed jersey, All-Star ring, and then a bunch of fishing gear. They have that segment Gone Fishing on there. I don't know if you guys ever watch Inside the NBA, but it's one of the most famous bits on there. So they brought a bunch of fishing gear, like, you're retiring, you're going fishing. And anyway, the stoppage, though, for this thing, and Kevin Hart came out and kind of hosted it, emceed the part. It lasted more than 18 minutes. Now, people were like, hey, we're here to watch the All-Star Game final or whatever you want to call it, and now we're watching 18 minutes of this, like, tribute, even though those guys are still going to continue to do the show, kind of with ESPN. I forget what deal they worked out there, but since it's the last time we're airing this on TNT, we got to do this major ceremony. But an 18-minute stoppage right in the middle of a game.
That's a little much.
People were very confused by this and very annoyed because people that wanted to just watch the game and people were having, I think, enough trouble getting into the new format, and then you threw this weird stoppage in the middle of it.
Yeah, that seems really unnecessary because, you know what? People don't really care about all that.
Yeah, people don't really care. You know? Although we met Kenny Smith on Friday, super nice guy.
That was cool.
And can we just, for the record, look, I posted the picture on my Instagram story. And Kenny Smith, NBA player, very famous, super famous, legend. And legend in broadcasting, too. And I just towered right over him.
You did.
I towered. And I went on, I immediately Googled, how tall is Kenny Smith? And the internet said 6'3".
Well, then that means
I have photographic evidence, me and him side by side. He ain't no 6'3".
So that means you're just like 6'5". Just start saying you're 6'5".
Why have you been lying about your height?
If I was going to update my Wikipedia page, now I can say 6'5". Here's a picture of me and 6'3", Kenny Smith. Nice. I'm taller than him. Anyway.
All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.